comes to an end. One day we're here, and the next we're not. Human existence is nothing but a small flicker in the timeline of the universe. At the end of the day, nothing we do truly matters, because once we die, the adventure is over. All those accomplishments mean nothing. You can't take the money to the grave with you. Fame and status mean nothing once you're dead. Death is the only thing that truly equalizes us. This is nihilism. The rejection of everything because all life is meaningless. The belief in nothing. All action, suffering, emotions, both good and bad, are utterly meaningless. We show nihilistic behaviors from time to time, whether consciously or unconsciously. We're hit with a strong sense of worthlessness. We start believing our own lives are meaningless. Usually thoughts like these happen when you start to question your beliefs in life. Say, for example, an extremely religious person falls out of their belief and they no longer believe in that higher power. Suddenly, everything becomes gray and meaningless. They lived their whole lives thinking that there was a place beyond here, that after death there was more. So why go out and do good actions if there's no payout? Why force yourself to be nice and kind to people you hate if there's no reward? This is actually very frightening. There are hundreds of people in the world right now whose excuse to not do anything bad is simply, God doesn't want me to do that. Imagine if those people stopped believing. Imagine if those people were no longer being held back by their God. When you step out the shadow of your friends or family, you might be disappointed by what you see. When you leave your old views of the world behind to accept new ones, between those events you're going to feel lost. You're going to feel like your life is a lie. Think about how people felt when it came out that Bill Cosby was doing those terrible things to those people. They say, never meet your idol because you'll be sickened by who they truly are. When the idea of what you think is good is proven to be wrong, you'll feel hollow. Imagine now finding out the person that you loved the most was a pedophile, or a murderer, or a rapist, or just a terrible person. Put yourself in the mind of a doctor or a nurse. You have a patient you're performing on, and something goes wrong and you lose them. You know, doctors have the highest suicide rate of any profession. Imagine being the cause of another person's death. Imagine walking up to hopeful parents to tell them that their child is dead. Imagine walking up to a spouse to tell them that their husband or their wife or their father or their mother is gone. Accidents happen, but you'll still feel like you're responsible regardless. The situation could have been impossible. Everything and everyone could have been stacked against you, but you'll still feel like the loss is caused by your own negligence. Think back to a time in your life when you truly and simply didn't care. You didn't care about the outcome. You didn't care about the risk. You didn't care about anything for that matter. You didn't study for that test because even if you got 100 on it, you were still going to fail the class. You didn't get all super fancy dressed up for that party because the person that you want, the person that you care about, the person that you like isn't going to be there. So what's the point? Let's say there's a terminally ill person who's supposed to stay at home or in the hospital to prolong their life as much as possible. That person might just say screw it and do whatever they want. Why? Because they're going to die regardless, so who cares? In a few days, weeks, maybe a few months, their life is going to come to a screeching halt, and everything that is and was that person will cease to exist. So they're going to do whatever they want with the remaining time. People with nothing to lose and nothing to gain are reckless. When your life is taken to that point where you feel like there's no return, you're going to do whatever it is that you want because it doesn't matter. Life is going to come to a halt and you're not going to care anymore. It's not like you're going to be there anymore to face the consequences, or maybe you do get caught and you do have to face consequences. It won't matter because once you're gone, everything that happened to your life will no longer matter. But let me know what you think. And until next time, peace.